You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind, whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal. This is your briefing. Let's get into it. Hook. You don't always need a new diagnosis to get more money. Sometimes you need the aggravation rule. Picture this. You have a service-connected knee injury rated at 10%. 2 years later, you have a car accident that makes that knee permanently worse. You don't file a brand new claim for a new knee problem. You file for an increased rating based on aggravation. That single rule can net you hundreds a month when proven. Promise. In the next 10 minutes, I'll give you plain steps, the exact forms, and one sentence you can paste into a claim today to start an aggravation request. No fluff, no legalese, kitchen table instructions you can act on right now. Briefing. What aggravation means. Put simply, aggravation applies when a condition the VA already recognizes as service-connected gets permanently worse because of a later event. Three parts to remember. First, you already have a service-connected condition. Second, a later injury, illness, or event occurred. Third, that later event caused a permanent worsening beyond the natural progression of the disease. When those three boxes are checked, the VA must consider an increased rating under the aggravation theory. This isn't speculation. It's a legal standard grounded in case law and VA policy, but she can explain it plainly. My service-connected condition was made worse by a later event and became permanently worse. When to use aggravation versus secondary versus a simple increase. Here's the decision rule you need. If the worsened symptoms are a direct, permanent worsening of the same condition the VA already recognizes, use aggravation. If the later event caused a different condition that's linked to your service-connected disability, that's a secondary claim. If your condition simply progressed on its own over time, without a discrete later event, that's a standard increase or staged rating. Quick examples. Your service-connected back pain gets permanently worse after a slip and fall, likely aggravation. You develop depression because your service-connected chronic pain limits your life. That's secondary. Your arthritis slowly worsens over a decade with no clear intervening event. That's a simple increase or staged rating. Use that rule to pick the right path before you file. It matters for evidence and medical opinions. Evidence that wins. Prioritize and label. Start with dated, contemporaneous treatment records that show the change. A clinic note from the day after the accident that documents increased pain, reduced range of motion, new instability that matters. Next, an explicit medical opinion that addresses aggravation by name. The provider should say something like, it is at least as likely as not that the claimant's service-connected condition was permanently aggravated by the event on date. One-line opinions that avoid causation are worthless. Third, a one-page timeline you create. Dates, events, brief notes on what changed functionally, right at the front of your packet so the reader can read it in 30 seconds. Fourth, lay or buddy statements describing how the condition changed day to day, what tasks you can't do now. Fifth, label everything, put a sticky or header like aggravation evidence, timeline, treatment note, provider opinion, so the rater doesn't have to hunt. When I review audits, the winning claims are the ones a rater can process in under a minute because the evidence is prioritized and labeled. Filing mechanics and exact wording. Use VA Form 21-526EZ to file an increase or an aggravation claim. Attach VA Form 21-4138 as a supporting statement if you want to add detail. Put your one-page timeline first, then the most persuasive treatment note, then the medical opinion. Here is the exact sentence I want you to paste into the top of your 21-4138 or the evidence box on the 21-526EZ. I am seeking an increased rating based on aggravation of my service-connected condition due to date/event. Please associate attached treatment records and request a medical nexus opinion if needed. That sentence tells the rater exactly what theory you're pursuing, and request the VA to obtain a nexus opinion if they need one. Label the packet. Aggravation claim, attached timeline, treatment, provider opinion. That assembly, forms, label, one sentence claim, makes your case readable and actionable. CNP prep. What the examiner will ask and how you should answer. Examiners want to know what changed and whether the change is permanent. They'll ask about onset, timing, treatment, and current limitations. Answer clearly and briefly. Say things like, after the car accident on January 14th, 2022, my knee pain increased and I now have daily giving way that I didn't have before. Avoid guessing or saying the cause if you're not a medical provider. Describe function and timeline. Bring copies of your timeline and the exact treatment note that documents the change. Ask your treating clinician to write a short opinion that uses the phrase permanent aggravation or permanently aggravated and links the aggravating event to the worsening. If your provider won't write it, get a private nexus opinion. It's often the deciding piece. Action step. Do this today. Download VA Form 21-526EZ. Create a one-page, dated timeline that lists the original service connection, the aggravating event and date, and two lines on how your function changed. Attach the treating note that documents the change and include this exact sentence in your 21-4138 or the evidence box of the 21-526EZ. I am seeking an increased rating based on aggravation of my service-connected condition due to date/event. Please associate attached treatment records and request a medical nexus opinion if needed. Mail or upload the packet through your va.gov account and make a copy for your records. If you're unsure which theory applies, pause and get an accredited VSO to review that avoids filing the wrong claim. Quick recap. Aggravation means a service-connected condition was permanently worsened by a later event. You prove it with data treatment notes, a clear medical nexus opinion, a front-page timeline, and labeled evidence. Use VA Form 21-526EZ. Include VA Form 21-4138 as your supporting statement. And paste the sample sentence I gave you so the rater knows exactly what to do. Templates, sample timelines, and a provider opinion template are at vacclaimsauthority.com. Look under the Resources tab.